You're listening to the All Systems Go podcast, the show that teaches you everything you need to know to put your business on autopilot. Learn how to deploy automated marketing and sales systems in your business the right way with your host, the professor of automation himself and founder of Automation Bridge, Chris Davis.
Welcome to the All Systems Go podcast. I'm your host, Chris L. Davis, the founder of Automation Bridge, an online publication for small business automation, where we teach you how to grow your business online automatically. And in this episode, I want to discuss a topic. It may be reserved for the more advanced marketers. However, if you continue to execute correctly in your career, if you continue to listen to the podcast and take what I'm teaching you as truth and put it to work, and you continue to grow and evolve as a automated marketing specialist, you're going to experience it. Your day will come. And the experience that I'm talking about is called automation guilt. Yes, yes, yes. It's a term I made up, but I want to walk you through what it is, how it occurs, and what to do when you have it. It's extremely important. It's something I wish somebody would have told me just so I could embrace it. All right. But before we jump into it, if you're new to the podcast, make sure that you subscribe and share. You can find the show in all main podcasting apps, specifically Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. So you don't have to download anything. If you have an Android or Apple phone, just pull up those apps, search for All Systems Go, and you'll be able to subscribe right there on your device. If you're using a third party podcasting software, All Systems Go podcast is in there as well. While you're at it, make sure you leave a 5-star rating and review to help me know that I'm doing a good job, but also to get the word out and let people know this is a bona fide podcast that you should be listening to if you're looking to automate your business in any way. And I want to give a shout out. I'm going to butcher this username. It's Michelvia or Miss Helvia, whatever it is. But she gave a 5-star rating and said, Chris is the automation guy. Not to mention he's incredibly personable and funny. Do yourself a favor and dive into some ear candy about streamlining your business. But really, though, exclamation mark. So ear candy, I take that. I appreciate every rating and review. So make sure you do so. It's the smallest form of thank you that you can do on your end, but it means the world to me on mine. All right. So let's dive right into this. OK, but first, I want to date back to the first time where I've truly witnessed this. But to understand it, let me provide some perspective. All right. Many of you know my story, so I'm going to shorten it. I'm just going to add the elements that provide the perspective that's needed to really understand this. Right. So coming out of corporate world, out of the corporate world, you know, I'm an electrical engineer by trade or by formal education. And what I knew then was my money was relative to my degree. Okay, so my degree would give me a salary. And if at any point in time that salary did not suffice and I needed more money, that meant I need to work more hours. And if more hours were not available, like overtime and get paid time and a half or things of that nature, you would then have to get a second job. So I know many people who still to this day work 2 to 3 jobs, men who pride themselves in being the head of the household and they need to generate more, and they'll work a couple jobs. It's very common, honestly. And that's what I grew up learning, never the inverse, right? The idea of less time and more money was fantasy or fiction or just pure fiction. At best, for a lot of corporate professionals now, but more so probably back then, because there weren't a lot of models. So this is not something that I even knew was a possibility. Okay, my parents, my aunts, uncles, like I did not come from an entrepreneurial family. So a lot of the teachings of, you know, owning your own and leveraging this and doing that and generating money the way that you demand and dictate, I did not know how to. I knew the space existed, but I had no clue how to navigate. So when you transition or when I transition into a new space that doesn't require me to wear slacks, right? I didn't have to tuck in my shirt and wear button downs. You know, it was very much not corporate. You could work remotely. I wasn't coming into the office every day, and very much just a more free culture. It was a culture shock for me. It was just different. So even as I say this, I'm realizing that some of you, the level in which you experience the automation guilt that I'm going to discuss is going to vary depending on your background, your professional background at that. So I'm used. Listen, everybody, when I was an engineer, you know, I had babies. So we're waking up at 5:30, 6:30 to drop them off early to be to work by 7:30. We work 10-hour days, so we're not done until about 5:30. So pick them up. By the time you get home, it's maybe 6:30 or 7 p.m. So it's at least 12 hours just gone a day. You get home, you're exhausted. I mean, you know, my wife was a champion. She would still cook. You know, we had the same schedule. She would still come home and cook. So I would do my part, you know, and help with the kids and get their homework done. You know, whatever. It was just tag team mode, and it was exhausting. And that's what I knew. So when I come into a space where it's just like, wait a minute, you're going to let me take my computer home and we do meetings via Skype and communicate via Slack, and like, that's a days of work, you know, like it was just a total culture shock for me. So when I entered the startup space, I entered as an engineer. I entered the startup space looking for structure, day to day, you know, hey, manager, this is what I'm doing. Meetings that meant nothing. Right. I'm looking for all of these corporate and political behaviors. So I would enter an engineer and just some forecasting here. I would exit as an entrepreneur. But entering as an engineer, you're looking for a job, task, do, get paid for time, right? But here's what happened. As I executed and built out a fully automated system, and by the way, this was in 2013, 2014-ish, automated systems weren't even being preached at that time. Nobody was talking about that. They were talking about the results of an automated system, right? They're talking about send emails that convert and landing pages that generate leads and make money by emailing those leads. Like, they're all talking about byproducts of systems. And I was actually building a system, so I didn't even realize what I was doing. I was just doing my job. But after I built the entire system, we automated everything. And it ended up working, right? It's generating millions of dollars. Nothing is broke. Now don't get me wrong. In the beginning, it was terrifying. I can't express to you the level of stress that comes with high performing marketing without any oversight or accountability. And what that means is I was the main person building out the automation. I was using Infusionsoft at the time. I'm the only one that understands the tool. So sometimes I just wanted to ask somebody, hey, does this look right? Hey, am I thinking about this right? Hey, can you look over this real quick for me? Right? That's what I desired. I didn't have that. So every time something goes live, we run a promotion, webinar, whatever, lead gen activity, whatever, and it goes live, I'm nervous. Everybody else is excited. They're like, "Ooh, look at the leads. Hey, we're doing good. We're making money." I'm nervous because I'm like, I hope it doesn't break. Hope I didn't email the wrong person. Hope I got that logic right. Should it have been and, or should it have been an or? Or maybe it shouldn't have been either. Maybe I needed to just split them. Like, all of these considerations just going through my mind, robbing me of the ability to sit in the victory. This was early. And of course, being strong minded and strong willed, I made it through to the point where I knew my system was working. But man, I don't wish that path on anybody. It's really one of the reasons why I do mentoring, is to help marketing automation specialists and upcoming digital marketers really navigate that curve, because it's unexplainable. Right? Because the logic is, it takes a certain type of mind to even be able to understand quickly what you're doing and then recommend how to change it or how to update it. So anyways, I navigated that space and it changed me. So I said, wow, wait a minute. We're making money and money is coming in without much effort from me. Again, this is after the full system was built. And this was the transition. OK, I started out just like everybody else. Right. I'm working hard, you know, always on my computer. It means taking notes, all of these things. Right. So I never looked out of place. When I say I never looked out of place, I mean me looking at myself and what I felt. But as I started to get more automated, I started to realize I had more time on my hands. This is as an employee, everybody. OK, I'm working. And I don't know if I said it, but this is Lead Pages when I was at Lead Pages. And as an employee, I'm looking around like, oh, well, I got some free time. You know, like I would a lot of times I will work through lunch. And then all of a sudden I say, hey, I have time to go to lunch. Right. A lot of times I'm working all the way till 5 to 7 p.m. Right. Finishing up stuff. And then I started to realize like, oh, it's 3:30 and I'm actually done sometimes before that. So these were all the signs. Right. I started to be able to have energy when I got home after work. So I would start going to the gym. Right. Like all of these signs I didn't know were signs that, hey, look, you're not having to work as hard. Your time is freeing up. Your mind is freeing up for you to do more. And since I wasn't aware that that was happening, the opposite happened. I didn't feel free. I felt guilty. Not free, but guilty. Why did I feel guilty? Because I'm looking at my fellow peers at all levels, whether it was VP or individual contributor, whatever. I'm looking at my peers and I'm like, man, they're really working hard. And I, you know, apples to apples, I was not. I didn't have to work through the lunches like them. I didn't have to stay late. I didn't have to do the stuff that I used to do. And I felt guilty. It felt like I wasn't working. And when I say working, I'm using air quotes, everybody, because that was further as far as the sun is from the moon. Was that to be true? Okay. And the reason why is because it would appear to the untrained eye that I was slacking. And at the time, my eye was untrained. So it appeared to me. But what I didn't realize is that I was a byproduct of my exact approach. And that is, at some point, listen, everybody, at some point, when you're implementing automation, you should have more time, whether it's an employee or an entrepreneur. And I just didn't factor that in. So the extra time that I had created for myself was a byproduct of successful automation. And since I was not aware of that, I felt guilty. OK, and the guilt that I'm speaking of is it's what I refer to when I say, or it's what I mean when I say automation guilt. And I just didn't know how to deal with it. I didn't. The only way that I knew at the time was to busy myself. Just get busy. Don't get caught not doing anything. Because again, I'm coming from the corporate world. Perception was everything. People would come into meetings with a stack of schematics years old that meant absolutely nothing. But since your stack of papers were bigger than anybody else's, hey, that guy's prepared. Right. Hey, that guy knows something. So I came from that world of perception is reality. And I didn't want anybody to perceive me as not working. Although my work was twofold. My work was my time, but it was also technology. Technology was working for me. I get credit for that. You understand what I'm saying? Like I built that system. It's working. So that work is my work. I wasn't looking at it like that. I was looking at it two totally different things. And that is why when I define marketing automation, it's the process of hiring technology. Because when you start to think, I hired them, you already expect them to do work for you. And the work that you're doing and the work that they're doing should free you up. That's why I use that term hire, is why my definition is what it is. So at that time, I had built the systems and hired technology to run them. And I didn't know it. I wasn't aware of it. So I was experiencing guilt because my time structure looked different than my employee associates. And again, it robbed me the ability to fully bask in what I had done and just really own it and say, man, you know, because of the nature of what I do, it is going to look different. And let me warn you all, who are dealing with this right now. Here's another telltale sign. So I've given a few telltale signs like in it. Hold on. Let me define it first. And then I'll go to my point. Automation guilt. Here's what I define it as is it's an inwardly negative connotation connected to leveraged marketing efforts. In other words, guilt that comes from you automating your work and others not. Free yourself today. Digital marketer, marketing automation specialist, free yourselves today. You're different. Your work is going to look different. Your results are going to be bigger. And it would appear that you're not doing that much. And that's okay. Okay, I needed to say that to you. I'm speaking to the previous me, but I'm speaking to a lot of current yous. Okay, it's okay. And the reason why I say this is because some of the ways that you know you may be, your automation is working, but you're dealing with the freedom incorrectly is. I just want to say one, really, as an employee, remember this. I was hesitant to have the talk for compensation and a raise. I'm just being honest, everybody. Okay. Not saying I didn't do it. Don't get me wrong. Hesitant and not doing it. Those are two different things, but it was a battle. It was an internal struggle for me because I was looking at me as not doing much work. Like, but I'm really only working like 4 hours. I'm really making good money to only be working 4 hours. So let me not ask for that. Wrong. It was all wrong. And that's what I'm saying. It came from the guilt. It was a negative connotation. If I had flipped it and been like, oh my goodness, look at what I'm doing. I built these systems. These systems are generating that. I'm ensuring that they're up and running. I'm architecting new things as they come. And since the system is in place, new things are easier to just add on to it. Right. I'm an extremely important asset. That's if I would have identified that I was dealing with guilt. The guilt comes from the negative connotation. That's where the guilt comes from. And that negative connotation comes from the perception that everybody else is working hard because their active work is all of their work, where your work is active and automated. Right. So with that being said, you're going to know your systems are working when you start having more time on a job. Right. When you're less exhausted, when you get home from the job. And what this exhaustion, what this lack of exhaustion does is gives you more brain space. Warning, don't fill that brain space with more stuff to do at work because you're defeating the purpose. Again, you're feeding into that guilt that says, hey, look, I have some free brain space. Let me put more of it back into the company. The company needs you to use that brain, that freed up brain space, and rest your brain so that it's that much sharper when they need it, when a new thing comes up. Right. So you'll know that because when you were working through lunch, maybe you're sitting through lunch now. Right. A lot of times startups will have like gym memberships or whatnot. Well, you'll find yourself being able to go to the gym during lunch or whatnot. And maybe you're not watching the clock as much as you were. Right. Again, you come home, you're able to be present. These are all signs that your automation is working. You know, you can take on that extra hobby or that new venture if that's what you choose to do. Those are signs, right, that your automation is working, and you have to embrace it. Okay, you have to get used to embracing leveraged efforts. You have to, if you're in the business of automating, this is the other side of it, right? Everybody talks about the front end. Hey, I'm automated, making money while I'm at the beach, sipping a pina colada. Yay, right? And some people don't want to work. But as you, I'm talking to the digital marketers, marketing automation specialists, you're going to have to get used to placing a higher value on your time plus the systems that you implement that allow you to operate at a high capacity with lower time required. It's one of the reasons I teach consultants not to charge by the hour, because you sell yourself short. Because it's not like you're charging for your time in the technology time that it's running, right? You're just charging for your time. Hey, I'll do this and this and that. And then you do that and the technology is just going. I mean, there's no compensation for that ever running system. Okay. We don't want to get on a tangent, but that's consultant talk, right? And let me take my mentor hat off and keep my podcast hat on. All right. This is real, everybody, and you're going to experience it on some level. Again, it's going to be relative. The level, the degree in which you experience is going to be relative to your professional experience that precedes your marketing career. Okay. So what do you do? What do you do when you realize that you've used technology and implemented systems, you've got more time, and you're facing this feeling of feeling guilty? You don't want to be, quote unquote, found out, you know, caught with your hand in the cookie jar. Can't happen because the technology is working for you. However, there are some keys that you need to know. There are some keys. You listen, just because it's working does not mean that you say, hey, look, I'm just going to milk it. I'm just going to milk this company, get paid. No, please do not. That is not what I'm teaching you. In fact, here are some ways that you can take that freed up time and continue to be even more of a valuable asset to not just the company, but yourself. And really, that's a big point. If you continue to grow as an individual, the company will benefit. The greatest thing that you can do is continue to grow. And that's what I want you to do. So what do you do when you're facing that guilt? You continue to grow. How do you do that? I've got a few steps for you, a few pointers. And when I say pointers, these are things that I've done that served me well. Okay. One is definitely don't waste time. You better not. Don't you just sit around doing nothing, browsing the internet. You know, do not do that. Okay. First off, it's you're not honoring the company. Okay, if you're working for a company, they deserve your best, even if the company is yours. Okay, whether you're an employer or entrepreneur, what you need to do is find valuable efforts that improve you and the performance of the systems you put in. Okay, that's your focus. Once you have this freed up time, you need to understand how do I grow? And some of this is going to involve you growing as a leader. So maybe it's time to pick up that John Maxwell leadership book. One of my favorites is the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. Maybe it's time. Maybe it's time for you to start building out a team that can start to execute what you've been doing. Right? Maybe it's time to delegate more so that you're always adding a layer of expertise over the system to ensure that the system is running. Oftentimes, when you're building these systems out, you're just doing it on the fly and there's not a lot of documentation. You can take this time now and create that documentation. Huge asset, huge asset. Okay? Learn something new. Take that time and learn something new. These all go under growing. You learn something new. Take courses. Read books. We talked about leadership books. Read other books on how to optimize the system, right? Take courses. You know, maybe you want to improve lead generation. You realize that's the weakest system. Go find a course. Read a book, right? Hire a coach, mentor, somebody to help you get more insight and intelligence so that you could put it in the system. Because you're always improving the system, right? Plus, it'll help you identify areas of growth. Okay? Another thing is explore other areas within the company. One of the things that I've always done, part of it is just me. I'm a very personable person. I like to go and talk to every department, graphic designers, web developers. Matter of fact, I love designers, by the way. Shout out to Maggie Donovan, one of the greatest designers that I've met. Actually, Sarah, you were good too. Sarah Chosi. I said your name the wrong way. Sorry, Sarah. And Stacy, three designers. Austin Baird, I got to give you shout out too. Listen, it's too many. Let me stop. There's a lot of I love designers, by the way. Copywriters, right? Engineers, finance. Do you understand how much knowledge is in a startup? So you put the systems in place, you have some extra time, go learn about the other areas of the startup. You'll be amazed at how many ideas pop up. Like, oh, wait a minute. Okay, is that how we're doing attribution? Well, if that's the case, I can do my marketing model different. You see what I'm saying? Don't just settle for, well, it's automated. You're welcome. Pay me my check. Right? Grow. Explore other areas within the company. One of the things that happened for me was when my time was freed up, we started to think of, okay, what other efforts can we do? And that was where, I don't know if you all remember at Lead Pages, we did office hours. And that was the start of something that I would continue doing when I got to ActiveCampaign. But office hours, I had some free time. So I used that free time to give value to our users, as well as me grow by giving value. So anytime you've ever heard me on an office hours, it's always like I'm always going above and beyond. People are like, oh, my gosh, can we just have you do it? Can we hire you? You know, I try to be very objective. You know I'm working for the company, but I also try to give information and insight and strategy outside of just the one tool that I've worked for. OK. But when you explore other areas in the company, it helps you get a full view of what's going on. And especially for marketing. In marketing, you can never know too much. You need to know everything. The designers, you talking to the designers and telling them how you're using their graphics is going to help them design better. You talking to the developers saying, hey, look, this is why people want these features. This is really what's happening when they say, can I do this? They're like, oh, OK, I wouldn't have got that from how they described it. I get it. Right. Marketing is that important, everybody. It's the blood of the body. It flows through. OK. I would say if sales is the vein, marketing is the blood. You need both of them. Cut one of them and watch how fast you bleed out and die. Not to be morbid, but I'm just saying you need both of them. OK. So those are my tips for handling automation guilt. So it's you never feel guilty. It's really automation empowerment. Right. How to be empowered by the systems that you've put in place. Pat yourself on the back. You know, learn something new, grow as a leader, explore other areas within the company, and always be thinking on how to optimize what you've put in place. Okay, so I wanted to share that. Let me know who needs to hear that. Maybe this time it was just you. Maybe you were locked in like, oh my gosh, thank you for saying that. You know, let me put myself off the hook and stop punishing myself for working 4 hours a week. Right? I don't know who needed to hear that. I need you to help me get this episode into the ears of that marketing consultant, that digital marketer, that automation specialist that needs to hear it. Okay. If they're in your company, if you employ them, send them this episode. You'll get more out of them. How much would it benefit you as the CEO, them exploring other areas in your company to get an understanding on how to strengthen the marketing? You never lose. You don't lose. So do me a favor, pass it on. Pass it on to an employee, associate, friend, coworker, partner. Do that for me. And again, while you're at it, please make sure that you subscribe to give a 5-star rating and review, and you share. All of the episodes, including this one, and the notes will be available at automationbridge.com/podcast. And until the next episode, and as always, automate responsibly, my friends.